The JSE, in the meantime, ending its session positive as well, up just over 1%, bolstered strongly by the Industrial 25, which was up 1.6%, Financial 15 trading 0.8% to the good, and the Resources 10 component up just under 0.5%. Joining me to have a look at the day's equity space now, Stephen Schultz from Momentum. Thanks so much, Stephen, for joining us today. So this flight to riskier assets certainly propelling global markets, and the JSE jumping right along on that bandwagon. What have you made of the trading day that was?
Yeah, so a pretty decent day. A bit quiet from a news flow perspective, but gains pretty much across the board. So most sectors benefiting quite nicely. A few standout performers, and it was quite nice to see that there's a bit of relief for some really battered investors and counters, the likes of MTN, EOH, Aspen, for example, all rallying quite nicely.
Yeah, I want to take a look at EOH because that was the big one today, moving over 55% higher by the finish, and a strong market reaction, not so much to the earnings report that it's come through with, but more so, I guess, to the plans moving forward, the fact that it will be selling core assets in order to focus on turning this business around. Your impressions, and are you delving in right now?
No, so look, it's an exceptionally tricky one, and potentially dangerous. So we saw a pretty, I would say, disappointing set of numbers, truth be told, delivered from the new CEO, Stephen Francola. The truth is headline earnings, sharp contraction, $1.1 billion down to $387 million, so very sharp contraction. Not a lot of excitement. I think we all knew it was coming, and we all know it needed to a base reset the business. I think a lot of the right descriptors being provided by the CEO. But let's be honest, it's a pretty terrible situation. I think a lot of excitement coming from an unlikely source, which is, of course, the disposal of non-core. R1 billion would certainly help lighten the load in terms of debt and investors jumping on board, rallying 50% today. But I think a bit of context is useful. Yeah. If you have a look at the share price, late 2016, it was trading at about R175 a share. And today we're quite excited about 20. So I think it has been a pretty rough ride for shareholders.
Yeah. And to emphasize here, while we are looking at this context, is the fact that they're selling non-core assets in a bid to raise capital, in a bid to pay down debt, because future earnings aren't expected to be much stronger. In fact, coming in lower over the next 18 to 24 months.
Yeah, so unfortunately, any hopes of a short-term or medium-term dividend have been slashed. Many of the businesses are now going through a massive reset, both from a management as well as a structural perspective, which takes months to play out. So I think it's ignorant to assume any sort of action in the share price for the next couple of months. I think it is also, unfortunately, we don't quite know the extent of the damage at this point. So one thing's for sure, there is damage and we're starting to see the write-downs. But some of the softer issues, like clients, if I can call it a softer issue, we're not quite sure what the damage is from a client perspective. A lot of rumors doing the rounds that competitors are snapping up clients. Now, if that is the case, that's only going to feed through in results in months to come.
Exactly. So it's a pretty speculative right now,
absolutely,
as we wait to see how things unfold. Certainly their own investigations into any corrupt dealings within the business and other clients still to emerge, and that only at the end of May. Talking about a negative player today, I want to put the spotlight on Impact because it lost over 2%. It's going to have to pay it's been held to task at this stage for anti-competitive behavior. What have you made of that story, and what's your reading on Impact right now?
Yeah, look, so allegations of this nature are never comfortable. There's a lot of risk in allegations, and perhaps 2% doesn't quite disclose the full extent of the risk. Collusion and price fixing is not something to be taken lightly. It's certainly not one that I would be holding at the moment, and it's not one that we currently have in our portfolios.
Okay, so not one that you're watching. What about Zeta? It's delivered a 0.4% uptick in annual recurring headline per share, maintained its dividend at 11 cents, and that despite pretty tough macroeconomic conditions. Do you celebrate its resilience amidst it all?
Yeah, so look, one can't help but feel a little bit sorry for management. I think management appealing to shareholders now, suggesting that they're doing everything in their power. And they're being conservative as possible to try and maintain the current standing and the balance sheet of the company, which appears to be the case. So a lot of resilience is a good word. But the reality is it is almost solely influenced at this point by the economy, the state of the economy. So unless we get a massive uptick in the South African economy and an improvement in consumer sentiment, it's very unlikely that you're going to get massive moves on this counter, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay, so that's some company news locally. Globally, all eyes on US earnings season, and it's been a pretty mixed bag that's emerged, certainly from the financial arena. What sense are you getting so far? And, you know, how telling is it of where economic growth sits over in the US?
Yeah, so it's that time of the year again. US earnings sort of kicked off to a good start, is the way I would interpret it. So US banks producing pretty favorable results. I don't know whether that's a function of the economy or perhaps analyst expectations were a little bit lower than they should have been.
Yeah.
But the likes of Citi, JP Morgan, Goldman, Wells Fargo, so all the financial service providers that have reported so far doing a pretty decent job. I think what's particularly pleasing is some of those, so the banking organizations are almost a bellwether of the US economy, so pretty decent. Johnson & Johnson earlier today also posting pretty decent earnings growth of about 4% and rallying quite hard. So I think so far we've seen more hits than misses. I think that is definitely sustainable, and I think the US economy does look to be in decent shape, dare I say it.
Okay, well, on that positive note, or slightly positive note, let's leave it there. Thanks so much. Oh, I forgot to ask you, your stock pick, Stephen.
Stock pick this evening is a bit of an unusual one in that it's not a loved sector at the moment, being listed property. Stock pick this evening is Growthpoint. So Growthpoint is a absolute blue chip in that space, market cap of 76 billion. It is obviously going through a bit of a transformation exercise, diversifying offshore at the moment, but still largely about 70% of assets being South African based.
Yeah.
It's a positive statement on the state of the South African economy. It trades at a massive discount, and even if you do take a very conservative forecast on distribution earnings and growth, I think that this one is one that definitely has room to rally.
So on that note, that's where I let you go. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Stephen Schultz is with Momentum. Your stock pick, Stephen.
Stock pick this evening is a bit of an unusual one in that it's not a loved sector at the moment, being listed property. Stock pick this evening is Growthpoint. So Growthpoint is a absolute blue chip in that space, market cap of 76 billion. It is obviously going through a bit of a transformation exercise, diversifying offshore at the moment, but still largely about 70% of assets being South African based.
Yeah.
It's a positive statement on the state of the South African economy. It trades at a massive discount, and even if you do take a very conservative forecast on distribution earnings and growth, I think that this one is one that definitely has room to rally.
So on that note, that's where I let you go. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Stephen Schultz is with Momentum.